A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our weekly look around of what's going on. We got a great show today for you. The Women's National Championship game. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the star power in the women's college game. The NBA is wrapping up, only a week left. We'll talk about some awards and who we like heading into the playoffs. Also touch on Jack's birthday party this weekend. And man, we're going to Colorado next week and a lot of stuff going on, man. So make sure you tune in. Unplugged starts now. Jack, you're in LA, man. You're here. Hell of a weekend.
I don't want to leave here. Tell you that, especially being here, live with this view and this beautiful weather on the west side, man. Getting closer and closer to moving out here, bro.
So we had your birthday this weekend. We started over here with the birthday dinner Friday night, and then Saturday, Stack Shelby was in the building. Could you tell us what the theme of your party was and how it went?
Yeah, Peaky Blinders theme. It was a beautiful. Everybody understood the assignment. Shout out to you and your wife. I appreciate y'all for the Friday. We started off with a beautiful dinner here. The chef had everything and every meat you can name, lobster, steak, everything we had. We had a great time. Then we had the party Saturday night. Shout out to Christina for putting it together at the Oldish Irish Pub in LA.
I didn't know that was.
Yeah.
That was a vibe.
Yeah. Shout out to Tom Bergens. We had a great time. And it was great, man. All the smoke staff was there, family and friends. Peaky Blinders thing was a movie.
Well, man, I'm glad the birthday went well. Officially, happy birthday, 46.
Thanks, my brother.
You did it in style. We all had a blast. Everybody, like you said, everybody was dressed to the T, man. It was good. Although, I'm not going to lie. I mean, not that I almost didn't make it, but this is the first time in probably 15 years, brother, I took a nap to go out. Because every time I take a nap to go out, I don't end up going out. But I got my ass up. And we came through, and it was funny. Even you got Term out too.
That's crazy.
Shout out Term.
Got
in a suit. Good call. In a suit. Back to business, man. We're nominated for a Webby, Best Sports Social.
Yes.
But shout out the whole crew, the whole roster, everyone who made that possible. Rachel, Boogie, KG, Paul, Rondo, me and you, Dylan, Jelani, everyone behind the scenes.
Yep.
Man, it's good to be recognized. It feels good.
Let's get it.
Feels good. Morning Combat YouTube is officially up and running on their Morning Combat YouTube page, part of the DraftKings network. But Jack, I mean, we got Morning Combat, we got boxing coming, we got music coming, we got football coming, we got a lot of stuff coming down the lines for all the Smoke Productions in 2024.
I'm excited for Fight Towns and being back in the fight game. You know, we got some big things coming.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. Tour coming up too. We got a summer tour. We're gonna hit a few cities. So man, make sure you guys go down in the comments.
Yeah.
And shout out what city you want us to come to. We're gonna hit 3 or 4 cities this summer. You know, like Jack said, it's gonna be a movie. We're gonna bring people with us.
Don't pull
it's
up.
It's gonna be a blast, man. So in the comments, make sure you tell us what city all the smoke should come smoke at.
And don't complain about us not coming to your city if you don't put it in the comments.
Come on now, talk to him. Jack, I would have to say women's basketball is as big as it's ever been or as hot as it's ever been right now. Fresh off a national championship, shout out your favorite coach of all time in person, Dawn Staley and her South Carolina ladies. Talk to us about, I only caught the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter because we had practice yesterday, but I was trying to watch it on my phone. But what'd you think about the game?
Shout out to them for playing a great game. I think they did a great job of capitalizing on what they did wrong last year in the semifinals to lose the game. But people was wondering why the game was so emotional for them, and me being a fan and being tuned in, I understand why. One, that was a big letdown for Dawn Staley and them because they was undefeated at that point last year when they lost to Iowa. So that hurt, and she faced a lot of flack behind that saying they should have won. This year, even with Raven, last year she was getting waved off by Caitlin saying she couldn't shoot. It was just disregarding her on the court. This year, she came out and guarded Caitlin, didn't score in the fourth quarter. Raven got a lot of flack from getting waved off and not taking a shot and losing the game, and so did Dawn. So to win this game this year was special for them, special for the whole team, and I'm glad they got it done. But shout out to Caitlin Clark and shout out to Dawn Staley too. I want to say this, to be at your highest moment, when people recognize you at your highest moment, to address somebody else and give them their props the way she addressed Caitlin while she was giving her trophy and saying what Caitlin did for women's basketball. I think that was the ultimate thing, ultimate thing to show the character of Dawn Staley, bro. It was a beautiful day all the way around. Even though Caitlin lost, she got all her flowers she deserved.
Yeah, very classy move. Shout out Dawn Staley. She's an elite company, one of a handful of men or women's coaches in the Division I era to have three national titles. Jack, I want to touch on something outside of that and really what the star power of this tournament, from the Caitlin Clarks to the Angel Reese's to who am I missing? Juju.
Paige Buckets.
The girl, Paige Beckers, the big girl from Stanford I like. What's her name?
I can't remember her name.
Brink. They really put women's basketball back on the map. So it was funny because during this run, I mean, I just felt there was so much negative energy by the outside world, by the media. Some former athletes, not former athletes, but just having a real issue with the way these women got down, whether it was shit talking, whether it was mannerisms, whether it was what they did off the court when they're not playing basketball. It was just a lot of negative energy, and I didn't really like it. I think it took away from what these women are actually doing on the floor.
Negativity and demeaning people has become attractive in this day and time.
It's unfortunate.
And for me, I became a big fan, and I applauded the women because I like the competition. I like to see the way the game have grown. And if the people who are feeling like these people won't succeed or what they're doing is not great in their eyes, I don't think it's not important to them, because it's all about those women succeeding in what they want to do. They're succeeding in basketball. They're succeeding off the court. They're succeeding before they even get to college, bro, making money. You know what I'm saying? So I love it, bro. I got daughters, and to see women to thrive in what was a men's sport for so long, I love to see it, bro.
The Iowa-UConn semifinal game broke records, 14.2. On average, viewers throughout that game. That's more than the World Series last year, more than the NBA Finals last year, more than the Daytona 500 since 2013, every Masters since 2013. It's a beautiful thing for women's basketball. My question, does this energy translate over to the WNBA season this year?
I hope. I mean, I definitely hope so. I think, you know, the biggest thing about what's coming out is, even if she don't take it serious, just the fact that somebody's offering Caitlin with the Big Three $5 million.
Dope.
It's a lot of parlaying and a lot of things she could do from that when she's getting offered that and she won't make that in the WNBA. So other players, other women are going to start looking at that, and there's going to be other companies and other opportunities that's going to giving these players, even overseas, better opportunities to make more money. You know, because you're going to have some players, Matt, that wasn't coming to play basketball and make the money, don't want to be famous, don't care about the WNBA. They care about their families. That's how we was coming up. We was worried about getting the dollar first. So if it's an opportunity for a lady that's playing in college basketball and she can go overseas and make $5 to $10 million, we might not see him in the NBA. So I hope this is waking the NBA up.
WNBA.
WNBA up, to see how important girls, women like Caitlin is for basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to give them what they're worth now and stop making them wait.
Ton of star power in college this year. And obviously the WNBA has been, you know, steadily increasing its viewership and awareness around sports. So hopefully, I'm hoping these young group of stars can continue to translate into the WNBA and continue to grow that game. Something hot that came across the ticker last night was Coach Cal officially the new head coach of Arkansas.
He keep getting that money, don't he?
Five-year deal. ending a 15-year run with Kentucky where he kind of the face of the one-and-done era, Jack. There's a ton of guys, you know, Boogie, someone friend of the program, John Wall, the ADs, you know, a handful of guys that are leaving this year. Unfortunately, only one championship, but really did a lot for college basketball and obviously, you know, one of the main faces of Kentucky basketball.
I think I respect the most about him was how many kids that he got to the NBA. You know, he told those kids, look, I can't promise you multiple championships of 4 or 5 years of school, but I can promise you, you can get to the NBA. I'm going to put you on that platform. And all the pros, and he got big name pros. You know, I commend him for that. He may not have that many championships, but as a coach getting guys to their dream, I think he's one of the best at it.
Mm. The Tyson Chicken family, longtime friends, are kind of what we're hearing are the people that are backing this salary and also throwing $5 million towards NIL. So that's obviously going to put Arkansas right in the mix, like you said, kids, whether it's going to the pros or going into college, kids are looking for money now. And, you know, with the Tyson family throwing that much money at NIL, should be real interesting to see what kind of recruits he's able to get. But congratulations. I think it was a good time. I mean, Kentucky gets a fresh start. Cal gets a fresh start. And looking forward to see what both schools do coming up next year.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The A's, baseball news, are going up I-80 to my hometown of Sacramento. And we'll be playing there for the next 3 years as they finalize the deal in Las Vegas. That's kind of the last stop right there, Jack. That parking lot we used to go to that held Oracle and the Oakland Coliseum. There's no more professional sports in Oakland.
Yes, it sucks, man. I know. I just feel for the city. The city been dedicated to those teams for so long. It meant so much. It brought so much revenue to those people that was working there, you know, at the arenas every day. So hopefully they can find a way to kind of supplement that and give those people more jobs. But, you know, I just feel sorry for the city of Oakland.
I mean, I don't know if there's ever been a city to lose three professional teams within, what, 5-6 years?
Yep.
It's crazy. Yeah, like you said, the organic energy from that fan base, even when the teams were shitty, because all those teams went through shitty phases. But there was still a lot of love out there. So
we'll be back with the big three this year. First game.
They're going out there?
Yep, first game.
Congratulations. That's dope. So, you know, sending our love out to the Bay. Obviously, our second home. 1 week left in the NBA season. Seems like the season has flown by. Let's touch on a few awards. The big ones. MVP. Jokic is odds on. Huge favor. Minus 4,000 as the favorite to win. He's on a typical Jokic line, 26, right. 12, and 9. Denver's tied for first with Minnesota in the Western Conference. SGA, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. OKC was under 500 last year. Now they're technically second in the West. We'll touch on that a little bit more. Luka. Luka's getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
34, 10, and 9, career high in points, rebounds, and 3-point shooting. Season high 73, league high, 73. Over this last month, the Mavs are one of the hottest teams in the game at 14-2. Kyrie just had a big game last night. And last but not least, Minnesota, who boasts the number one defense in the NBA, tied for first in the West. And Ant-Man is on his way to being a superstar at 26, 5-5, first 50-win season since Ticket in 04. So four great candidates right there. You know, you could probably obviously throw Jason Tatum in there and what he's been able to do this year with the Celtics. But it's looking like the MVP is going to come out of the Western Conference. Out of those four guys right there, who are you looking at and who are you liking?
It's so close. I'm going with, you know, I think Minnesota and Denver will be one of the two teams that end up number one. So if Denver wins it, Jokic definitely deserves it. But if Minnesota wins, I think Ant-Man deserves the MVP.
If something crazy
happens where OKC ends up in number one spot, I think Shy deserves it. Mm-hmm. So whoever wins up in the number one spot with those three guys being so dominant this year and being such important players on their teams, I think whoever wins up in number one spot, they get the MVP.
I love both those guys you mentioned, but I'm also looking at SGA and how young that team is. There's no other star on that team. I mean, there's young up and comings, but there's no other official star. This team was under 500 last year, and this dude's been absolutely amazing and doing it without saying a word.
Right.
Just his clever Instagram handle. So I think it's a great run this year. And then obviously Luka, hot. His teams are, you know, around that 4, 5, 6 space in the Western Conference right now. But guys are really playing good basketball, and I'm definitely looking forward to the playoffs this year. Dallas is going to be scary. Jack, they're getting hot at the right time. Luka and Kyrie really seem like they're gelling. Kyrie's playing all the games, performing like we know he can perform. He had a crazy game winner not too long ago with the left hand from the free throw line. This end of the season is going to be good, and I'm definitely looking forward to the playoffs. You got to think that the play-in situation is the Lakers, the Kings,
Warriors.
The Warriors, and the Pelicans. All solid, the two Kings and Pelicans younger, but then, you know, kind of the changing of the guard with if Golden State ends up playing, you know, the Lakers in that play-in situation. So a lot of excitement coming up over the next month in the NBA. We're definitely looking forward to it. Now moving on to the Defensive Player of the Year, Wemby. And Gobert, the Battle of the Frenchmen. Gobert is favored, minus 3,000. Wemby is plus 1,000. Let's take a look at their stats. Wemby at 3.5 blocks a game. Over the last month, he's been averaging 4 blocks a game to go with the 1.3 steals and 11 rebounds per game. Gobert, 2.5 blocks a game, 0.6 steals and 12 rebounds a game, and he's the anchor of the number one defense. Last week, Draymond Green said he changes his stance. He says Wemby should win the Defensive Player of the Year with what he's doing defensively. I don't know what lab they created him in. He's been absolutely incredible, Jack, and you're big on that. You know, you feel like, you know, obviously he's been doing his job. They're just a young team. It's not very good. But what are your thoughts on the defensive battle for those two guys right there?
I honestly feel like if Wemby was on a better team, man, like you said, I think he'll be up for the MVP and defensive player of the year.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's defensive player of the year for the way he's playing, carrying the team offensively and being able to do that defensively. Gobert is solely expected to play defense and block shots. He's not expected to do anything on the offensive end. So, and it is a defensive player of the year award. Gobert does his job to a T. But I'm going with the young fella, man. Able to do that at a young age, his first year, man. I think hands down he should get it.
Wemby's numbers across the board are better. It's just the different styles of teams. Yeah. You know, if Gobert does win this, it puts him in elite defensive standings. It'll be his fourth defensive player of the year. You know, only person in that category is Ben Wallace and Dikembe Mutombo. You mm-hmm. know, so you got to put him, if he wins one more in his career, I mean, you got to talk about him as one of the greatest defensive centers of all time. And there's some people that are standing around us that don't really like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the numbers don't lie.
Right.
I mean, you can not like him as a person. You can not like his game or that he's not an aggressive type of player, but he gets the job done and what he's paid to do. Mm-hmm. And like I said, numbers don't lie.
Coach of the year. Mark Dantigold, excuse me if I mispronounce his last name, over there at OKC, Chris Finch in Minnesota, Jamal Mosley in Orlando. They've had a huge turnaround. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Mazzulla. Mazzulla was someone that, you know, took a lot of flack last year during the playoffs because a lot of people said he was outcoached. Boston's done absolutely everything they can do this year, a best record in the league, playing great basketball. And probably, I wonder who odds on favorite, but I would probably say that, you know, they're right there with Denver as odds on favor to win a championship. But out of those four or five coaches, Jack, who do you like the most?
I would go Minnesota coach, considering that, you know, another 50-win season that they ain't had since 2004. And the way they playing, man, at one of the best teams in the league. And I don't think they've been at the top of the West like this in a while, so, you know, consistently. So I like him. But what OKC coach is doing with those young guys, you know, he has to be in the conversation as well.
I mean, obviously, too, Jamal Mosley, you know, someone who's kind of helped turn around, you know, with that young core, mm-hmm. the Orlando Magic. And then, you know, Mazzulla has his team with the best record in the league. But I'd probably go with the OKC coach. Again, just, you know, obviously one superstar and a bunch of young talent that mm-hmm. is, you know, bought in and
shout out Chet,
playing together. And it's fun to watch. And they definitely have next. Next up, most improved player. Maxey is the favorite, followed by Coby White and Jalen Williams, one of those young stars, up-and-coming stars over at OKC. Out of those three guys, Jack, who you rolling with?
I ain't gonna lie, it's hard. Maxey has been doing it for a couple of years now, but that Jalen Williams kid in OKC,
he
even came out of nowhere, bro. Mm-hmm. But for just considering that he should have been won an award or something by now, you know what I'm saying? I'm going with Maxey. Maxey's been solid the last couple of years.
Agreed. I think you know, it was a blessing in disguise for Philly to lose Harden because it gave Maxey a real chance to kind of blossom. Yeah, Maxey's been that one consistent for Philly, you know, averaging nearly 26 points a game, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. You know, Embiid has been out a lot of the season, so I definitely think it's time for Maxey to step up and get that most improved sixth man. Tight race between Malik Monk and Naz Reid. Per DraftKings, they say those guys are odds on favorite, but I also like Norman Powell with the Clippers and what Bobby Portis has been able to do out there with the Bucks. Out of those four guys right there, Jack, who you like?
I will go with Monk, but he's hurt. And Naz Reid, I coached him at the Iverson game. He had a tough start to his career, and now he's with Minnesota, the top of the West, and he's playing solid minutes off the bench. I got to go with Naz Reid.
Yeah, I'm not mad. Naz Reid was my favorite free agent coming into this season. Minnesota did a great job by re-signing him. But I'm going to be a homer here, even though, you know, Malik Monk just went down last week. Mm-hmm. I think he's had a hell of a season, man. He's raised his number. He raised his play. He's a difference maker. The whole game shifts when Malik Monk comes on the floor. So I'm going to go with Malik Monk in hopes for his first Sixth Man of the Year award. Now, fan questions. Jack, I'll let you start it off.
And Fuego 369, if Adam Silver asked you for advice on the direction of the NBA over the next 5 years, what would you say, man?
Ooh. We got to bring some defense back in the game.
Definitely.
I think we have to find a way to, you know, obviously keep scoring, but allow these guys to play defense, because I think it's getting to the point where it's, you know, I mean, the playoffs, they obviously pick the defense up, but during the season, it's just it's brother-in-law. They call it brother-in-law defense. You score, mm-hmm. I score, how mm-hmm. they used to call it. So I think that would be my only thing is work defense back in the game, because I think the game's as big as it's ever been. It's continuing to grow. These young superstars are very talented, and I would just like to see defense and a little bit more, you know, competitiveness, and I think that comes from the defensive side. Majo Zato, name one moment you can go back to and relive in your career. Oh, that's a good one.
I would love to go back and relive the Golden State days. That was the best days of my career. We played well. We had a great time. And I got bonds that I made forever during that time. So I would go back to Golden State days.
I'm going to go back there with you then, Jack.
We travel back in time together.
I'm going to go ahead and go back there with you. I mean, just the way we moved, man. We moved as one on and off the court. You know, we got you at the end of January.
Yep.
And it didn't click on the court instantly, but off the court it clicked. So I knew it was only a matter of time before on the court it clicked. And we got on a crazy run to even make the playoffs. But again, I think the friendships and the brotherhood we developed, you know, over that time was second to none, man. So, yeah, definitely we believe. And the city is so dope, man. They was really fucking with us back then.
We got to hold them down even more now. So we got to go back more often.
For real.
At Brookside Bird. Oddest hotel you stayed at as an NBA player, Matt?
I'd probably say the hotel in OKC, because they say it's haunted. I never had no issues there, but they say the hotel in OKC is haunted. So, I mean, outside of that, I mean, we're blessed. I mean, we're five-star everywhere.
I got one for you.
Where?
Memphis, the old Peabody.
Oh.
It was an old hotel. It's actually the hotel where they shot the movie with Bernie Mac and Samuel Jackson. Soul Men. They actually shot a lot of that in that hotel. But it's the duck. Remember they have the mm-hmm. where the ducks walk out. Yeah, the ducks walk out in this old hotel, but it's super haunted.
Is it? Yeah. Facts. No, outside there's maybe two or three, four places that had hotels that are. But most of the time it's five star.
Yes, sir.
Soft pillows.
Room service. 24 hours.
NK Iroff, if you can add a current or former NBA player to the show, who would it be?
Some like a Hall of Famer. Somebody, you know, who's won awards, who's way more credible than us.
He said way more credible.
You know what I'm saying? Who has multiple rings. You know, somebody like, you know, I don't know, somebody like Jordan or somebody. It got to be somebody like that. Because anybody else that come up here, it ain't going to work. You got to be somebody bigger than us.
I would say the biggest. I would say Iverson.
Oh, that would be dope.
I would say bring Chuck on. You know, he ain't got a ring, but, you know, everything he did, and he's one of us.
Yeah,
and facts. That's big bro. So.
Facts.
I'd probably say add Allen Iverson to all the smoke. That would be
dope. Herb the Tank, how does it feel to be finally understood?
It's kind of a loaded question. I think for both of us, there's been huge misconceptions about who we are as people, as men, as teammates. You know, both of us are very well respected by our teammates and our peers. But the media may have a certain taste in their mouth or ideal of who they think we are. But I think obviously post-career, we both, you know, started doing media, which was unexpected for both of us, and then ended up building this show and really got a chance to show, I think, who we are as people and, you know, what kind of levels and vibes we're coming with. So, but to be honest with you, man, it's never really mattered to me whether I was understood or not, because right. I feel like the people that don't take the time to get to know me, I don't really give a fuck what they say. You know, I care about my circle and my friends and family that are really close to me and what they care. And I know there's a lot of love there. So it's cool to be understood, I guess, but it's never really mattered to me.
Ditto.
Well, Jack, man, I'm glad you're out here in sunny LA.
You're
taking in this weather.
We
got a big one coming up this week. Our brother Busta Rhymes.
Busta Bus.
Yeah, that was a great
Busta look good,
man.
Too. You see, you've been working out. Busta look good.
Make sure you check that out. That drops Thursday on ATSP YouTube and the DraftKings Network. Also, we're headed to Colorado next week.
Prime time.
We're going to go see Unc, Dion, and then also go to Jake Plummer, former NFL quarterback, has an amazing mushroom farm out there. So me and Jack are going to go get
Shroomy.
Medicated, elevated, shroomy.
A lot of health benefits behind the mushroom game, so we want to learn a lot about it.
Christina said they're cooking us, what kind of mushroom? Lion Mane's tacos.
Nice.
So brain food. So we will be elevated mentally and physically next week in Colorado, man. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned for all the great shit that all the Smoke Productions is doing, man. We're coming. Boxing, MMA, football, music, culture.
09.
See y'all next week.
From Casa de Pedro.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.